Давай.
This is Modern Warfare, Ukrainian style. It might look like a video game. In fact, it is, made by a Ukrainian gaming company. But it's serious business. Since July, Ukraine's military has started setting up arcade-style centers to train its troops. Soon, they hope to have a virtual training center like this in every brigade.
A lot of shooting ranges have been targeted by Russian rockets. So, and these are very mobile. You can set them up in any room or underground facility. And it's a lot cheaper.
This next-generation light anti-tank weapon, for example, costs more than $30,000, and it's a single-use item. Use it once, and it's finished.
When I was training it, it took me 4 shots to finally start getting into the target, which is a lot of money.
It's not just expensive. Ukraine's army doesn't have that kind of ammunition to spare. So more time on this range means more accuracy downrange. Weapons designed to take out large targets like this tank are often expensive and require a lot of space to fire, so laser training makes sense. But when it comes to urban combat, with close-up, small-arms fire, there's really no substitute for the real thing. Live fire on a shooting range. These Ukrainian Territorial Defense Force soldiers are aiming for constant improvement.
We have very high motivation. This is volunteers, all of them. And this is not a conscript, like taken from the street, but rather everyone came here on their goodwill to protect our homeland.
They are battle-hardened, having proved themselves against the Russian army here in Kyiv and in the Russian-occupied eastern Ukrainian provinces of Luhansk and Donetsk.
For some of them, it may be hard, especially when they come back here to the civil life. But there, they all mobilized, internally mobilized.
They perform well.
Yeah, they perform well. And they know that they have to do this work.
These civilian soldiers are finishing this work so they can return home to their regular work. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.